What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this is going to be a very interesting HMT. Why? Because for anyone who would say that there is not bias in the sentencing between men and women, I'm going to present you this case and the case of a woman who did damn near the exact same thing. Now, this article was published on the 5th of February. Husband accused of offlining his wife of 2 weeks after claiming she was abusive to him and their son. Gentlemen, all we have to do is flip the genders, and that woman would be heralded as a hero. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The article's quite long, so I'm probably going to be doing a little bit of skipping it. A Washington State man has been accused of shooting his wife of 2 weeks and fleeing with their son, court documents show. Brent Sachio Isaac Hamamoto, 35, was charged with second-degree termination in the deletion of 36-year-old Yiwen Liu, after the couple got married on January 16th, according to court documents obtained by USA Today. Prosecutors say Hamamoto shot his wife twice while she was in bed at their home in Issaquah outside of Seattle. After firing a first gunshot, Hamamoto allegedly moved closer and shot the victim a second time to ensure her deletion, prosecutors wrote. It appears that the defendant used a gun he had only purchased the day before, they continued. According to court documents, the King County Medical Examiner ruled Liu's death a termination. She suffered 2 gunshot wounds to her head, and an investigation determined that the barrel of the gun was likely within 2 feet of the victim when it was fired. Hamamoto and Liu have a 1-year-old son together, according to a probable cause statement filled out by a detective with the King County Sheriff's Office. It is not immediately clear on Wednesday afternoon who is representing Hamamoto in court. Authorities responded to the scene after an attorney called the King County Sheriff's Office to report a shooting and that the shooter had fled with his son. Inside the home, an officer found a woman, later identified as Liu, in bed with a sheet pulled above her neck and a gunshot wound on her left cheek, the statement showed. The sergeant also saw 2 fired shell casings by the victim's head on the bed. Investigators found Hamamoto had bought a 9mm pistol just a day before the victim was shot, court documents show. The serial number in the database matched the serial number on the weapon found in Hamamoto's room. Investigators said the child appeared to be in good health, court documents show. Now it goes into how he called his brother-in-law and all that stuff and how he turned himself in. So we're going to skip that part and get to the more juicy part. Yeah, the part that they tried to but could not cover up. Hamamoto and Lou dated for at least 2 years before getting married in January, according to court documents obtained by USA Today. Hamamoto filed for a protection order against Lou in September of 2024, alleging he was a victim of domestic violation and that Lou had threatened to take their son to China. Ah, yes. This is something that Asian women are particularly notorious for doing. Child kidnapping. There have been many a case of men who were married to Japanese women, and those women, they took their kids and fled to Japan, and those men could not find them. Yeah, it sucks. Quote unquote, she has been saying for a while that she will only stay if we got married, he wrote in the protection order, adding that he agreed to marry her. I know it kind of sucks for him to do that, but more than likely, he was thinking about his son. He wrote that she had threatened to offline herself and our son or take him away to China or a shelter to make it so that I cannot see him ever again. He alleged in the documents that Lou sexually assaulted him. He said she often harms our son by waking him up, taking his food, leaving him unattended in safe places, and denying him any custody of the child. Now, put a pin in what I just said about the fact that she actually sexually assaulted him. Quote unquote, she took our son out of the car in the middle of a busy street in Bellevue a few weeks ago when she was mad at me, walking across at least 2 lanes. He wrote, she has threatened to offline our son twice. She slaps him sometimes when annoyed with him. Screenshots of text messages filed in King County Superior Court show Lou apologizing to Hamamoto in reference, to the alleged sexual assault. Quote unquote, I'm really sorry, she wrote, later asking if he still loves her. I thought totally it was different for guys. I thought guys always want it. Put a pin right there. She said later that she didn't mean to hurt him. I did not mean to grape you, she wrote. And you know that. Yeah. For the crowd that loves to say, well, men can't be graped. Oh, if a man is not able to consent and he says, I don't want to do this with you, and yet she still does that. Oh, because a man, his penis got hard, that means he wanted it. That has always been the catch-all for women to not be perceived to be the perverted, rapists that they are, especially when it comes to young boys. Well, he got a hard on, so that means he wanted it. That thought process must be scrubbed from the minds of us American men. Hamamoto is being held at the King County Jail on a $3 million bail, officials confirmed. If convicted, Hamamoto faces 15 years to nearly 24 years in prison. Wow. They are literally trying to throw the book at him. Literally. Now, for everything that this man has been through, the system still refuses to see him as a victim. More than likely, this man's been physically abused. He's definitely, been emotionally abused, psychologically abused. Their son has been abused. And guess what? Nope. You're still not a victim if you're a man. Even though he had solid proof, he took out a protection order, the text messages are on file. Nope. He is still not a victim. Nope. 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 What more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I honestly, truly, damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol, gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact, of course, the cops had to find that woman's carcass. I'm gonna give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, he popped it twice. I'm going to give that a 20. So Brent, Buster Cap Hamamoto gets a score of 75. However, with everything that this man went through, and like I said, if you flip the genders, that woman would be damn near heralded as a hero for protecting their child. Since he did the same thing, I'm going to go ahead and drop him another 25 points. So I'm going to give him a clear 100. Now, to end this video, gentlemen, I'm going to share with you another recent offlining. Yeah, gentlemen, like I said, if there's anyone who has a doubt about the sentencing gap between men and women who commit similar, if not the same crimes, you can go ahead and put that to bed with this article that was published on the 28th of January. Wife who said divorce was quote unquote not an option, offlined sleeping husband with a 38 special. Yeah, gentlemen, same or parallel crimes. A 42-year-old woman in Missouri will spend a decade behind bars for offlining her husband of 9 years, shooting him in the back of the head as he slept in their bed because she couldn't afford to divorce him. Yeah. Now, why did she want a divorce? Well, they fell on hard financial times and she wanted to go with another man. However, she wanted to be able to get him to pay her out to go be with the other man. 16th Circuit Court Judge Jalila Otto on Monday ordered Melanie Biggins to serve 10 years in a state correctional facility for the 2022 slaying of Edian L. McEwen, court records revealed by Law and Crime Show. There you go, gentlemen. Feminists have never fought for the sentencing gap between men and women who commit the same, if not similar, crimes. Now, we have the perfect parallel. Both people were shot while they were asleep. The man, however, had all the evidence in his favor to show, yes, he was in an abusive marriage. This woman, on the other hand, she just wanted to leave, which she could have. But no. She was not going to get the cash and prizes. So she decided she was going to offline her husband as he slept. This man, Mr. Hamamoto, was escaping an abusive marriage. But like I said, as a man, even when you are 100% a victim of a woman's aggression or abuse, the system still refuses to see you as such. What a sick society that we live in. Truly, truly sick. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles thoroughly so you can get the full picture and compare and contrast. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there, you need to understand this. You need to understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that the system gives you in either scenario as an aggressor or a victim, eventually that's going to go out. Feminism and the idea that women are only victims and men are only perpetrators and the unfair sentencing, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, a lot of you are on borrowed time, especially you women who behind closed doors literally abuse your husbands. Yeah, you are on borrowed time because trust and believe that man is eventually going to get tired. He's either going to leave or in some cases, he's going to put that mask on. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.